listening to Real World News. Growing resistance in Brazil against infrastructure works for 2014 World Cup. The building of infrastructure works destined to host the 2014 World Cup in several Brazilian states threatens tens of thousands of families and constitutes a new chance for appropriation of natural resources and public monies by private corporations. In response to this, several organizations are coordinating actions to resist these works in order to avoid that some take advantage of people's passion for football to increase their profits and further marginalize thousands of people, said Fernando Campos Costa, member of Núcleo Friends of the Earth Brazil. While he was taking part in a public hearing on the day of the riot to the city, on Friday the 25th in Porto Alegre, the capital of Rio Grande do Sul, Fernando spoke with Real World Radio about the effect that these works would have on the cities and urban communities. Only in the outskirts of Porto Alegre, Fernando says that nearly 3,000 families would be displaced to carry out the works. These families have no information about them and ignore if their rights will be respected. Also, the 12 committees of resistance to these measures organized in Brazil met last week in Rio de Janeiro and coordinated actions and demands on behalf of the affected. World Cup in Brazil, yes, but with respect to the community rights is a campaign slogan. Sport is used as something green, healthy, but it becomes a commodity and it is seen by the business people as a great chance to profit, besides having public funding, said Fernando. One of the main promoters of said works is the National Bank of Social Development of Brazil. According to Friends of the Earth Brazil, these works are part of projects to build hydroelectric dams to promote agrofuels and other big projects of industrial capitalism and agribusiness in the country. A few months ago, a cleansing operative was launched to the world, Shooting to Kill, at the favelas or slums in Rio de Janeiro, purportedly against organized crime and as a part of the preparations for the 2014 World Cup and the Olympic Games that will follow in 2016. As a result of this operative, the so-called police pacification unit settled in the favelas. This police and military presence has led to greater criminalization of poverty, and according to Fernando, it is an action by business groups to recover areas which will acquire higher real estate value in the near future as a result of the sports and tourism events that will be hosted by Brazil. There is a long-standing struggle of urban communities to obtain a more sustainable and inclusive city. This will be a moment when communities will pose their questions and expose their demands, and when the environmental movements will expose their demands for the construction of sustainable cities, reads a newsletter of the campaign for the respect of the community rights. Meanwhile, the member of Friends of the Earth Brazil emphasized, quote, "We say that football is not a commodity, and we call for a critical view of all the countries that are taking part in this World Cup, so that the passion for football is not used to push people further into poverty." You are listening to Real World News.